Hello, and welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is Steps to Healing from Emotional Wounds. Healing of emotional wounds is a process that takes time, and it will not happen overnight. Speaking from my own personal past pain, I had to realize that healing is a process. This process requires hard work and a deep commitment to move on from our past. Now, the Bible teaches us we go from faith to faith and glory to glory, which just means that we move from one process to the next process, winning battles, but we will eventually win the war. So you must always give yourself credit for any progress that you make in your healing. Even though that process may not occur overnight, you have to understand that you didn't get into your problems overnight, and so they're not going to go away overnight. To have emotional healing from God and to come into a true wholeness, you know, we have to understand that it's not going to happen overnight. You know, God is going to deal with you in his own way as you submit your will to him and be willing to have him come in and take over your life to the point that you allow yourself to heal. But you must be a participator in your healing. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So there's no such thing as lazy faith. It may take you 1 hour or several years to overcome some forms of healing. It all depends on your willingness to be honest and your dedication and commitment to want to work hard and overcome your pain. Sometimes, you know, as we matriculate through life and through our growth process of walking with God, we may, you know, sometimes it may feel like God is not healing us. It may seem like nothing is happening. We're praying and we're having no results. We're seeking him and nothing is happening. We're wondering why there is no change. Some of us have knots that are so thick, that are so big, that are so interwoven and connected in such a deep and compacted way that God is untying the knot, one knot at a time. So sometimes your knots are just so cumbersome. It takes time to unroot the depth of the problem. Now, you have to realize that if you're going to really grow and change and overcome having a process of healing, you have to first face the truth and be honest with yourself about the fact that you need healing and you do have a problem. That's step number one. Secondly, you must take personal responsibility for your emotional healing and take personal responsibility for the role that you played in your pain. I spoke about in our series on forgiveness that we are all participators in our pain. So you must look at the common denominators of what you're doing over and over again to cause yourself to end up in the same places of having emotional pain. Third, forgiveness. You must forgive yourself and you must forgive the other person. And you must have an ability to give your pain over to God and now allow yourself to be a prisoner to that pain. Fourthly, you need to be willing to receive help. Now, that help may come in a variety of sundry ways. For some of you, it may be your local pastor. For some of you, it will be your local pastor and a counselor. For some of you, it will be your local pastor, a counselor, and maybe also a psychologist or a psychotherapist. It just depends on the depth of your pain, the depth of your emotional bondage and your wounds. Don't feel like as Christians or even non-Christians that there's something wrong with seeking professional help for your mental and cognitive emotional abilities and wounds, because they help you flesh out what might be hurting on the inside. That doesn't mean I want you to go and get addicted on some psychotic medical medicines, by no means. But that does mean that you need to get to the point where you can flesh out and talk about the depth of your pain to the point that it allows you to get the help you need. For example, if you've been sexually abused, don't deny the fact that you've been sexually abused. Don't run from it. Talk about it. Get it out and start the process that it takes for you to heal and move on from that. Sitting there and continually to have it feather on the inside only keep you away from the peace and the pain and the freedom that you seek. Now, you also have to understand that you must be a direct participator, once again, in this process. You must be committed to wanting to heal. Healing is not masking it through sex, drugs, alcohol, clubs, or any other illicit behavior that you can get yourself into that can become a habitual habit and turn into an addiction. So be mindful of that. And don't seek to do things your way. Seek to heal the way God is speaking to you, because he's going to deal with you in your own way. But the basics of the steps that I've just mentioned to you, that's going to be common to all of us. So please remember, today is the day to be happy.